Chapter 1. An Occurrence on Spanish Fork Bridge. 10 years ago, I had what could only be described as a nervous breakdown. I was 33 and depressed. I was afraid of dying and all the other symptoms of this illness. I was alone one day, and a voice spoke to me. The voice came from within, but was clear and distinct. It simply said, "Carry on as you are, and you are dead." From that moment, I started to get better and grew strong in mind and body. I feel a new person. I find I am able to help others with similar problems. The strange thing is, though I have not heard the voice since, I feel that something or someone is watching over me and having a large influence on my thoughts and life. I also have this very strong feeling that we, mankind that is, are a part of something far beyond my comprehension. My life has new meaning and purpose. Seeing the invisible. In September of 1776, two Franciscan friars searching for a route from Santa Fe to Monterey, California, happened to stop at a spot in northern Utah, where a canyon met up with a small river. This little confluence of canyon and river eventually began to go by the name of Spanish Fork. By the middle of the 19th century, when the influx of Mormons into Utah was in full swing, Spanish Fork had become a town in earnest, a small but solid X on the map of potential destinations for Mormon pioneers from the eastern states or outside the country. Spanish Fork still has a particularly high number of Mormon immigrants with Icelandic blood. Today, Spanish Fork is a town of some 40,000 people, with a reasonably good economy, thanks in large part to Provo, home of Brigham Young University, where many of its residents work, and which hovers, like 1,000 other towns like it across the country, somewhere between the old America and the new. Last spring, a Walmart opened on U.S. Route 6 outside town, consigning to doom the already teetering Kmart that had killed off a good...